You're listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hello and welcome to the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast. This week, I want to chat about how to get everything done when you are short on time. So it can be kind of overwhelming as an online business owner because there tends to be this to-do list that just never really ends. There tends to always be something that needs to be done. Maybe it's like small things on the day-to-day. Maybe it's like big goals that you want to achieve, you know, new things you want to start. It kind of always feels like you have a lot to do or a lot you want to do, a lot on your plate in general. And of course, there's never enough hours in the day, especially if you're a full-time teacher or a parent or whatever, but just in general, or especially if you're a woman and you know, you've got like cooking and cleaning, running a household and all those things that tend to like disproportionately fall on women. So it can be exhausting and really overwhelming. And I sometimes feel this kind of overwhelming feeling, like it's like an anxiety of like, oh my goodness, I have so much to do and not enough time to do it. It reminds me so much of when I was in the classroom at the beginning of the school year and I hadn't quite finished setting up the classroom. You know, there's so many things to do in those first few weeks of school and I would just have this like endless to-do list and I just always felt like I kind of like paralyzed with fear, overwhelmed with how much I needed to do. And it was just, yeah, it was overwhelming. I've also found myself falling victim to common thing. It's called analysis paralysis. You might have experienced this. It's kind of like this feeling of being unable to make a decision because you like overthink things. So like you're dealing with too many variables, you have like too many solutions and issues, you're like researching things. And so instead of actually taking action and making a decision, you're like getting paralyzed by that. And that happens to me all the time as well. But it's just like overwhelming in general when you know there's so much to be done, so many things you want to try and you just don't even know where to start. And sometimes, this is me anyway, I like sit down on my computer and there's so many things I could be doing and I don't know what and I'm trying to choose which things and then I feel like I spend 10 minutes just trying to decide what to do. I guarantee that I probably waste so much work time each week, like probably like an hour just trying to decide what to do. It's ridiculous. But anyway, in this episode, I want to share a few solutions, just a few things that are on my mind that might help you when it comes to trying to tackle everything and feel like you can try and get everything done when you actually feel like you don't have the time to do it. So let's start with the first thing. I want to talk about hiring as the first thing. So hiring out as in finding a virtual assistant or some kind of freelancer to help you with things. And basically, you have the option with anything in your business. You've got three options, actually. One is to do it yourself. The second option is to hire someone else to do it. And the third option is to have nobody do it. So you just completely let it go. Like, you know, you don't do it, you don't hire someone to do it. It just never happens, right? Newer sellers tend to go with option number one and three. So they either do it themselves or if they don't have the time or the capacity, it just doesn't get done. Veteran sellers tend to go with options one and two. They either do it themselves or they hire it. I'm not saying that veteran sellers never let things go. Sure, we do. But, you know, you tend to more often be able to, if you can't do it, you tend to pay someone else to do it. But that's not always an option when you're a newer seller. So I will obviously admit that if you're listening and you're brand new to Teachers Pay Teachers, then you probably might not be able to afford to hire someone. And I will admit that, you know, it's definitely an obstacle. But if you are listening and you definitely can afford to hire someone, hiring honestly is a game changer. I'm actually mentioning this first. Normally, I would put this at the end of the episode because it's something that's not suitable to a lot of newer sellers. And so I'd say, hey, if you're a veteran seller, maybe this is the final thing you could try. But I want to put this at the beginning of the episode because you might listen to this and this might inspire you to hire someone. And you don't even need to listen to any of the other tips. Like this is all you need to do is to get rid of that overwhelm, to get everything done when you don't have time, like literally just pay someone else to do it. That is a solution. I'm not going to go and rambling on about hiring. I've done some previous episodes on it. I know there's so many podcasts and blog posts and things out there if you want to learn more about hiring. But yeah, that is the beginning and the end of what I'm going to talk about with hiring. I'm just going to say, do it. If you can afford it, do it. If like, you know, if you're not doing it, why aren't you doing it? I know there can be some like blocks there. We can sort of tell ourselves that nobody else can do it as good as us, blah, blah, blah. But you have to get over some of those things. And remembering what I've just said about the options one, two, and three, if you aren't doing it and you don't hire someone else to do it, it will be option three. It will not get done. And if you're okay with that, that's fine. But just saying that's, you know, that's what's going to happen if you let those, you know, mindset blocks get in the way. So something to think about. If you can afford it, hire someone to do it. That is a really, really great thing to do when you just feel overwhelmed and there's too much to do. Now, obviously in the short term, like if you are feeling literal overwhelmed right now and you have a million things, trying to find someone, hire them, teach them how to do it can also be overwhelming. So it's not like a short-term solution to your overwhelm in the moment, like in the present moment, but it's like a long-term thing. It's like if in general you are feeling really overwhelmed and you don't have enough time. If you have, I think overwhelm a lot. If you have like, if you're a drinker, have a shot every time I say overwhelm. I think this podcast will have you having a real party. But anyway, if you are feeling, what's another word for overwhelmed? Yeah. Anyway, if you are feeling overwhelmed in general, maybe that's me something that you consider looking into to kind of fix your business as a whole. Let's start hiring more. Let's get rid of a few things off my plate. And that's going to make things easier in the long term. So that's like tip number one is to hire things out. I want to now move on to tip number two, and it is to let things go. I mentioned this a moment ago when I talked about the 1-2-3, and I said, you know, if you're not going to do it yourself and you're not going to hire it, the other option is you just don't do it. And that can be like seen as a negative thing, like, oh my goodness, you didn't hire someone, you just let it go, like that's that you failed, like that's not what it is. That's just something that can happen. But sometimes that can be an intentional choice. Like sometimes that can be a thing you choose to do in your business. It's actually the best thing for you and your business, and it's not a bad thing. And that is choosing to just stop doing something or do less of it or just like completely move on from it and just take it off your to-do list, take it off your plate and let it go. Now, this might be a marketing platform that isn't serving you, somewhere that you're not making a lot of money, somewhere that you don't enjoy spending time, you know, that kind of thing. Or it might just be that in terms of your priorities, it ends up at the bottom of your list every time because it's just, like I said, something you don't enjoy or doesn't make money, but it just, or maybe it's just not as important. Like, you know, that creating products and updating your store is more important than updating your old blog posts, for example. And you can never be able to justify that updating a blog post from 10 years ago is more important than maintaining your store. Like, you know that. So it just always ends up at the bottom of your list. It never gets done. And so this is the moment where you say, I think I'm okay with just never doing this thing. I'm okay with just letting it go. Ask yourself this, and I think it's a really good question to ask. Will my business crumble? Like, will I fail in my business if I don't do this thing? You know, thinking about your earnings, you know, your potential, you know, the actual future and the livelihood of you, like you and your family and like the future of your business. Will everything fall apart if you stop doing this thing? That's a really good question to ask, because I'm promising you that I'm pretty sure 99.999% of the time, it's not going to matter if you don't do that thing. Maybe you don't get around to ever starting an email list. Like, that's okay. You can run a business without one. I mean, I think their email lists are really great, for example. I just love them. But if you don't ever start one, your business won't crumble. And I think there's so many other examples of that. It might be to do with a marketing platform. It might be to do with a task within your actual TPT store. It could be anything that's more, you know, day-to-day things. It could be even like, you know, organizing my clip art. I've always wanted to get around to doing that. Like, there's always like these little tasks. It could be anything in your business that's just been kind of sitting on you to do this for a while. It doesn't matter what it is. I think it's just important for you to acknowledge that it probably won't ruin your business if you don't do it, and it's okay to let it go. And I think sometimes you just need to hear someone say that. And I'm hoping I can be that person for you today, because we join a lot of Facebook groups and we see a lot of other sellers doing things, and we think that if we don't do that, you know, we won't have the success they have. And that isn't the same as a business failing. Like, someone else does something and yes, they have success. So for example, someone else has an email list and they are a successful seller. They aren't a successful seller just because they have an email list. And by you not having an email list doesn't make you a failure. Your business won't like crumble and fail because you don't have an email list. You know what I mean? You've got to kind of look at those things. We tend to look at things in a very black and white way in our minds of, I can see other people are doing this, or I, for some reason, feel that I should be doing this. And if I don't do it, like, what's going to happen? Oh no, that's terrible, doom and gloom. And we look at other people definitely having success with something and think we must do that thing. And we don't think, take like a second just to think, well, if I don't do it, what would actually happen? Would it be the end of the world? So yeah, giving you permission here just to let things go. And that seems like a really obvious thing. It's like, or not even a really, you know, helpful tip per se, but amazingly, amazingly powerful. And I promise you, if you do that this week, if you find something that is on your to-do list, that's kind of on the back of your mind, you've been, you know, kind of making yourself feel guilty for not doing or wishing you had more time to do, but secretly maybe it isn't something that you actually need to do. It's maybe something that doesn't make you money or you don't even like that much. Just tell yourself, I'm actually going to let it go. And I honestly think you'll feel a million times better. Like it'll be a weight lifted off your shoulders, not having that weighing you down anymore. And you know what? I really don't think it's going to kill your business if you don't do it. So pretty amazing tip there, I think, that we probably all need to be putting into place. Be willing to let things go and just stop doing them. It's not the end of the world. If I have like a takeaway that I want you to have from this episode, like a quote I want you to remember, something I want to like stick with you, like a golden nugget moment, I want you to remember this. I want you to do this week or in general or whatever in your business. Let go of the feeling that you need to get everything done, like that you need to be doing everything, that you need to do everything that everyone else is doing, whatever. That feeling like, I have to get it all finished, or I have to do all these amazing things, like I have to do all this stuff. There is no have to. You absolutely don't have to. And we put a pressure on ourselves to achieve certain things, to be doing all these other things, and to get all of it done. Like to that, yeah, that feeling of like, I want to finish everything on my to-do list or everything on my schedule or every goal I've ever set myself, or all these things I want to do. I want to get them all done. I want to finish everything. Or just like in your business, you know, when it comes to creating all the products you want to create, updating all of your listings, you know, writing blog posts for every product, or like posting on social media every single day, making all these different pins, like, you know how there could be like a million things you could do in your business. You don't have to. You don't have to get all of that stuff done. And I think you need to let that feeling go of I need to get everything done. You really don't. And in fact, it is actually impossible. There are probably literally like a tiny, tiny handful, I'm honestly like a very, very small handful of sellers out there who are doing everything. You know, the ones that have a really huge, huge team and they're on every single platform and they have, you know, a team member that looks after their social media, someone else does their blog, someone else updates their products, blah, blah, blah. And they have a massive team and they're doing everything. They are literally doing everything, but they've got the massive team. And if you don't have the massive team, then you cannot do everything. And so you need to let go of that pressure you've been putting on yourself to try and do a million things when there is only one of you. So yeah, that's the quote I really want, you know, to stick with you today. Let go of that feeling, completely get rid of that feeling of feeling like you need to do everything and you need to get everything finished. And of course, that you need to get everything finished perfectly. I love that saying, done is better than perfect, where you just say that, you know, you've done something. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's just better to have just done it than to try and, you know, labor over it and worry about perfectionism. So yeah, done is better than perfect. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be done. Let's just say that. My final tips in order to truly get everything done in your business, especially when you're short on time, because I talked about, you know, hiring and the idea of maybe just letting things go. You know, earlier I mentioned the three things, you know, you do it, someone else does it, or you let it go. Let's circle back now to you doing it, assuming that you've, you know, got the whole hiring or letting it go things happening. I think it's really good to pick a handful of things that you enjoy doing, you know, because this is the thing you're not hiring or letting go, remember? So it's the thing you're going to do. So it needs to be something you enjoy. And I think you need to kind of make sure you have some things in there that are really profitable, you know, money-making stuff, because you don't want to feel like you're always working on your business and not actually doing anything that makes you money. So finding things that you enjoy and or are profitable. They don't, like every task doesn't have to be fun and profitable. Maybe some are more profitable, some are more fun, whatever. But finding some tasks that are enjoyable and or profitable, just a small handful of them that you will commit to doing each week. So just assuming that you're doing some of the things I mentioned in the episode, assuming that you're letting things go, like you're never going to start an email list because you just don't have the time and you just decided just to move on from it. You've decided it's not for you, but you are going to hire someone and you've hired someone to take over your blog. They're going to be writing your blog posts for you. And you're like, okay, well, what's left? Then you pick a handful of things that are going to be your things. And maybe that's going to be the product creation and updating things in your store, like doing previews. And you create like a little schedule for yourself during the week. You set yourself some work hours. You know, you go into your office, you know exactly what you're working on. You know, Mondays you're going to do product creation, and Tuesdays and Wednesdays you're going to be doing your previews, and Fridays you're going to be, you know, doing some covers and SEO or something, whatever. Create yourself like a little plan and have it be things that you would be excited to sit down and work on. Or even if you're not excited, like I said, not everything has to be fun. You sit down and you feel that feeling of knowing you've done something useful. Like, oh, I just finished making a preview. I hate making previews, but I know that they're really money-making. They really affect conversions. So I feel good about it. I think that's actually a really good tip. It's something that I like to do. I like to wrap up a work session. Like I'll close my door, walk away from my office, and I like to feel like I've done something powerful and useful. I hate that like feeling I get in my gut where I'm like, oh my goodness, I just spent like an hour working and I didn't really do anything. You know, when you do like, you answer one email and then you like make one pin and do all these like little things and you don't feel like you've done anything big or productive or profitable or powerful in like, you've just done all this like little stuff. I hate that feeling. I also hate when I walk away from my office and I feel like I worked on something that was like really boring and I don't even know if it's going to have a good impact on my business. I'm like, ugh. But I love that feeling when I walk away and I'm like, yes, you know, I just spent an hour, you know, writing this blog post and I really love writing blog posts and that was really fun. I feel like really like I enjoyed working on my business this evening. Like that's a good feeling. And I also like walking away knowing like, hey, you know, I just uploaded a product. I get this really good feeling. I know this is gonna make me money someday, even if it's not tomorrow, you know, years down the line, I've done something that's gonna make me money. Like product creation is one of those things where you just know it's like, it's a good use of your time because you're probably gonna make money from it someday. Even if it's only a dollar, like you are gonna make money from the thing you did. It's just like a really cool feeling. I love that. I love walking away feeling like I did something profitable. And I think that is, it helps you combat that overwhelmed feeling, oh my gosh, I've got so much on my plate, I've got no time to do it, blah, blah, blah. But it's like this little kind of glimmer of hope when you do have so many things going on and you feel like not enough time to do it, to feel like when you did do a little bit of work, you did something that lit you up or you did something that made you money. It's like, sigh, it just feels nice. It feels like it helps that feeling. And I feel like I said, if I do something that I don't enjoy or that doesn't make me money, then I walk away feeling even more overwhelmed. Like that to-do list is never ending. There's so much to do. I never get enough time to work. When I do work, I do, you know, barely anything. I'm so useless. I haven't done anything useful. I didn't enjoy any of it. I hated that work session. Like, do you know what I'm saying? So like, I think that's a really important thing to do. It's like a small thing, but it ties very much as well into that book I read, Essentialism. And I talked about that previously on the podcast, where you are focusing on something that's actually going to make a difference in your business. And instead of moving an inch in a million directions, you move, you know, like forward in one direction, actually making progress. So pick those things that matter and pick those things you really like and make big progress on a couple of things that are yours. Like take ownership of a few things in your business and just make great waves with those. And it does. It's like a psychological thing. It makes you feel better, even though you probably haven't got everything done that you wanted to get done. You know, you're never really going to truly feel that. Even those people I mentioned earlier in that example where I said, there's probably a handful of sellers out there, like really big sellers that have huge teams, they do everything. I bet you they still get to the end of the day and think, oh, I could have done this. Or maybe I should be doing this. They compare themselves to other big sellers and think, I could be making more money. I could be doing more things. Like there's always something. And they're like, I've got this successful TBT store. Maybe I should have a course and a membership. Like there's always another level. You're always going to chase something else. Nothing's ever good enough. I promise. We're always going to feel like that. So, you know, don't feel like anyone really ever feels like they get everything done. You're always going to have something sitting there that didn't get finished, something else you wanted to do. That's completely normal. You know, we all feel like that, but it feels a little bit better when you know that the time you spent on your work is good. Like it was good time you spent on it. It's a small thing, but I really think it helps. So yeah, if you can, hire things out if you can afford it. Ditch the things, you know, that like don't bring you joy, don't bring you money, that you don't really need to do. Be willing to let things go. Be okay with not getting everything done. And then take ownership of a few tasks yourself that you know you will enjoy, that you know are money making. Set yourself work times and schedules, you know, and goals to commit yourself to getting it done. And walk away from your work sessions feeling like you've made a good impact on your business. And not like you've just got this never-ending to-do list. I actually think if you implement a few of the things in this episode, I really do think it will help. You won't be looking at that to-do list and thinking there's a million things to do, not enough time to do them. You'll be thinking, well, actually, I'm going to cross that off. I'm not doing that thing. I'm letting it go. Oh, I'm crossing that off because I'm hiring out to so-and-so. Oh, I'm crossing that off because that's the thing I'm doing and I'm really excited to work on that. It's fun. And I just think you'll make so much more progress. So anyway, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I hope this little pep talk has helped. Sometimes that's what this podcast will be. It won't always be tips about, you know, specifically about TPT, like here is how to make a preview. Sometimes it's biggest, most impactful stuff when it comes to business is your mindset, your productivity, that kind of thing. And sometimes just trying out some of these things can really make a massive difference. And I really, really hope this episode has helped. And there's even just something in here that you take away. And if you have been enjoying the episodes that you've been listening to in this podcast in general, definitely feel free to leave me a review. It means a lot. I always read them. On whatever platform you listen to your podcast on, it's always really means a lot to me. So yeah, definitely be sure to leave a review. I hope that you have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.